freezes over, mm-hmm. and the sun crop out a little bit. There's another word, crop out. Mm-hmm. I've heard that. Mm-hmm. Well, the sun's cropping up this morning. Mm-hmm. You ever heard that?
Mm-mm, no, not for the sun.
Cropping up mm-hmm. this
Never
morning.
Heard that.
Yeah. And, but that's the only way I've heard of Jack. So we had a real good Jack frost last night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed it almost iced over on the roof. Mm-hmm. Well, they call refer to that as a Jack Frost. Now, there's no such thing. My book is a Jack Frost. Frost is frost, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they refer to it as such because it'll have a tendency just like a sheet of ice, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen.
Uh-huh. Now, if it got so cold that the water in the lake got completely hard, you'd say the lake...
Water in the lake got what?
Hard. So you could skate on it, the lake.
Oh, you're talking about iced over.
Yeah, or...
Frozen.
Yeah, okay. And if it gets much colder, the lake will?
Will freeze completely over.
Okay. Now, you were talking about the living room earlier. Do you know an earlier name for living room or a room that's like a living room, you might call?
Well, I've got family rooms and dens and...
Well, how about an old-fashioned name?
Yeah. What do they call that? I know what you're trying to say, I can't call it.
Well, there's several, really. Huh? There's several different ones.
Yeah. Well, of course, about all I ever hear is a family room, a den, or
did you use parlor?
They call it a retreat, just my little retreat mm. in the house. They use that as a retreat, instead of a lean-to out on the lake, you know.
Did anybody say parlor here?
Yeah, I'll hear that occasionally, but I don't ever hear a den referred to as a parlor.
Mm-hmm. Just,
but now I've heard parlors used number occasions, and they use house parlors today, what they consider as a parlor.
Is that a more formal?
Between you and I and the gate boy, I don't know what a parlor is.
Oh,
what,
I see.
What really, I know what a parlor is too, but I don't know really what it would consist of that you'd call a parlor. My thinking of a parlor would be where you got a few powder puffs and maybe a dresser or a mirror or whatever they would dress.
Oh.
Call that a little parlor in mm-hmm. my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than a den or a retreat or family room. Or
so a parlor is not a living room?
Well, I know it's not a living room.
Okay.
What would you say a parlor is?
Well, there is that idea of the powder room kind of thing, but I've heard parlor to mean a very formal living room.
Let me go to the powder room. Not the bathroom, but the powder room. Mm-hmm. I've heard that. Mm-hmm. But there's another name for a den or a shave or hideaway or retreat or something. I can't think what it is. I've heard it called the whole time.
Sitting room is one.
Well, that's
drawing room is one.
Yeah, that's one. I've heard that. You drawing room, sitting room.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to the lounge. I've heard it called the lounge. Mm-hmm. I've heard that around here a lot. They call that a lounge.
Oh.
But you hear it a lounge, or what they call a lounge, where I call it just a den, a small den.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could call it a small office den or a lounge. And mm-hmm. in that, someone would wind up with a little bar or something. That might
mm-hmm.
work for this one.
And talking about the height of ceilings, you'd say the ceiling is about
8 feet.
Okay. And smoke goes up through the
chimney.
And the open place in front of the fireplace is called the
The hearth.
Mm-hmm. What we
well, really, you call it the fireplace or the mouth of the chimney.
All right. And the things that you lay the wood across in the fireplace are the
irons.
Anything else?
Wood irons or grates.
Would you ever say dog irons?
Irons, yeah. Jacks, or timber holders.
Ever call them fire dogs?
Fire dogs. And,
all those are used here?
Yeah, I've heard of all those names. About.
Mm-hmm.
Rail benders. They call them something else. What is they call it? I heard them called jacks. I need a set of jacks. You don't count the logs. I'm going to burn my fireplace.
Hmm.
I heard them called jacks.
Mm-hmm.
J-C-K-S. Jacks.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I remember that. It had been over a year ago up on a lake full of fireplace when Barton make his real big. And he said, I got to get me a good set of jacks. I'm going to get me about a 50-pound railroad rail, how I'm being, make me a set of jacks.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, Jack? Mm-hmm. He said, man, put a hook on them, and big front log, back log will stay in there, won't get out. He called them jacks.
Mm-hmm.